speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Does God expect us to preach on political issues like abortion, homosexuality, and things such as that? I believe that we understand from the Scripture that preachers should avoid talking about true politics. In fact, in the book of Mark chapter 12 and verse 17, we are all told as Christians to render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but the things that belong to God, we are to give over to God. Whenever I say true politics, I'm talking about whenever it comes to taxes, maybe the establishment of taxes, or the raising or the lowering of taxes, or maybe economical agendas. Those things are truly political in nature, and therefore, as a preacher, I need to understand that that is not something for me to talk about. However, what I want us to understand is that the stated issues are moral and biblical matters. God speaks very emphatically in regard to abortion as well as homosexuality, gambling, and things of that nature. Take into consideration in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 17, God identifies during the Old Testament times is that He hates those who shed innocent blood. God also speaks very clearly in regard to the way in which He feels about those who participate in same-sex relationships. We read in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 19 is that God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because they were engaged in the practice of homosexuality. We come to the New Testament Scripture in the book of Romans chapter 1 verses 18 and following. God says concerning those who were engaged in same-sex relationships that He gave them up. And that does not mean in any sense that God permitted or that God accepted them where they were, but rather that God is saying if that's what they want to do, then they can go off and live that way, but in the end, these souls will stand before God in judgment. God expects gospel preachers to present the whole counsel of God. It is my responsibility to make certain that every subject matter that is in the Scripture, I do my very best, and every gospel preacher has this responsibility, to do our very best to proclaim everything that God has and deals with in the Scripture. In fact, we learn in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11 that those who speak, let them speak as the oracles of God. When we think in regard to abortion and homosexuality, these are indeed hot topics, but yet at the same time, because they are hot topics, does not mean that we avoid them. It means that we need to deal with them because they're biblical issues. This question was actually turned in about a week or so after I preached on what God says about abortion. And in that, we need to understand is that it is not a political issue alone. Yes, from a political standpoint, it's being discussed time and time again, but it is a biblical matter. Abortion is, homosexuality, gambling, all of these things. And therefore, we need to deal with those things so that we will know congregationally what God expects of us. But also then, I'm going to take this step and to say that whenever it comes to us going as Christians to the polls, individuals who would be pro-abortion, individuals who would be pro-same-sex relationships, we need to stand against those individuals whenever we would go to the polls, would be my understanding of what God would even expect of us as citizens here in this world, but also citizens of the kingdom.